Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
It was the late 1970s. Janice Amatuzio, now Dr. Amatuzio, was an intern in a Minneapolis hospital. She found herself roused at 3 a.m. to reinsert an IV that had slipped out. The patient was an elderly man. While Dr. Amatuzio searched for a vein, the patient said, "You know, doc, I died once." He went on to tell her about another visit to the hospital some years before. After an operation, he'd been rolled into a recovery room, but instead of waking up, he found himself floating over his body. Then, as he watched another patient on a nearby gurney suffered a cardiac arrest, that man, too, floated out of his body. The second patient died, but Dr. Amatuzio's patient returned to his body to, sometime later, share his near-death experience with the young intern. For the next decades, Dr. Amatuzio worked as a coroner in Anoka County, Minnesota, where she heard more stories, this time from the families of the bereaved, about seeing loved ones after they'd passed on. In 2004, Dr. Janice Amatuzio decided to collect some of these stories in her book, Forever Ours.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.